listening. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. It is Tuesday evening. It's always Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening. And as I always say, that Tuesday is my favorite time of the week. How many times have you had to write that down? Why? Why is Tuesday my favorite time of the week? Why? Because I get to play with you. I get to be curious. I get to be engaged. And I get to live life my way. Basically, being, like my parents would always call me nosy. My sisters and brothers called me nosy. I call it being curious. And I don't care if it's nosy. If you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't ask, you don't know. And so I like to have people, ordinary people, living extraordinary lives. And by extraordinary lives, I mean they're living life their way, doing what makes them happy, doing what gives them passion. And so tonight I have a really wonderful caller, like guest on the line, and I'm really excited to speak to her. So a little bit about my day. Well, actually my week. I have like pretty much moved out of my apartment. No, I haven't. I haven't really moved out of my apartment. I have been staying with a friend of mine, Chris, and he's a really good friend of mine. And no, we're not lovers or any of that kind of stuff. We're just like hanging out. What I realize is that human beings, I'm a human being that really enjoys company. And I always have people staying at my house. And this time I'm staying at somebody else's house. I call his house the country house. He's in Williamsburg and he has a beautiful, huge garden. So I call it the country house. It's not really a country house, it's an apartment, but he has this gorgeous garden, which I'm able to go out in the morning, open the door, and like just let the fresh air come in. And it's really nice. And he's got like this, he's got like a, on his back door, he's got this like country farm door, and it's painted white. So it makes me feel like I'm at the country house. So we refer to his house as the country house. Also, his house, he's very healthy eater. I think I've lost weight since being with him. Right. I think I've lost about 6 pounds, I want to say, because every morning he makes these like special shakes and he makes like really good dinners. He makes really good dinners and he's just really awesome. And I really enjoy spending time with him because it's like, you know, when you live by yourself, you're like talking to yourself in your head. Right? You might watch a movie, you're laughing to yourself. But it's like, it's really great when you're sort of in the company of another person and you're actually laughing at similar jokes or you've got these stupid jokes going. It's really great. So that's, I mean, I always say I want a relationship. Yes, I want a relationship. But I want a relationship with somebody where we're of like mind. And I want, like, we have really good companionship. Right, we have a really good relationship, really good companionship. I thought it's like I wanted to have a relationship because I wanted to have sex. I want sex too, but I'm really interested in the companion part. Am I getting older? Is that what that's about? I don't know, but I really do enjoy it. And I think everyone, you know, there's this whole statement that we as human beings, men and women, can't hang out together. We can't be together because it's just too much. It's bullshit. We can totally hang out together. We can totally have friendships. And I think it's like when you really get to that point in your life, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be, because you get like the yin and the yang of life. I get to know the male perspective. I get to know the female perspective. And what's nice for me is like I have my gay male friends and that's great, right? And some of them are very feminine. Some of them are really masculine. But it's really great to have a man that is a heterosexual man that is like you can have a heterosexual relationship, companionship, and I love it. So thank you, Chris, for being in my life. You made a profound difference. Anyway, tonight, less of me and more of my guest. Tonight, we have Miss Alexandra Gephardt. Alexandra is, for me, amazing. I met her through another friend of mine, which was Gabrielle Napolitano. Big up to Gabrielle. And she introduced me to Alexandra because I was looking for somebody to help me with my podcast, help me with getting more people to subscribe and listen to the show and all that good stuff, all that hard work that we have to do behind the scenes, right? And I figured it was about time. And she introduced me to Alexandra. Alexandra, to me, is amazing. She's an amazing woman. She's really smart. She really loves dogs. She's really into Rottweilers. Her dog is a Rottweiler. And if you heard that boy snore, you'd literally think it was like a 100-pound man, 120-pound, 30-pound, million-pound man, because he snores just like a man. So I just want to welcome her to the show. So, Alexandra, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noreen. Good evening, everybody. That's quite an introduction, and yes, my 120-pound man is right next to me asleep.
Oh my God, so we might have the pleasure of hearing him snore.
We might hear it right here live, I don't know yet.
So how
I'll
are you?
Put him on.
So how are you this
he'll
evening?
Sing for everyone.
That's right. He does a lot of tricks. And she dresses,
yes,
this dog is a human being. He wears, tell him how you dress him up.
Well, you know, he's very stylish. He's a model. He's an actor. You know, he's a grand champion, man of the show dogs. He has an Elvis suit. He has a policeman. That's his Magic Mike costume. He has his own room with several outfits. He even has a costume with a wig that turns him into Prince.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, and you should get some of those pictures so we can put them up so people can see what you're actually talking about. I think it will make a difference.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Well, next time, maybe one day we'll bring him in the studio and he could be the guest.
Oh, Jesus. And he'll do that thing where he's doing the other day.
Thank you so much for having me on the show,
Maureen. Oh, you're more than welcome.
I really,
it's
you know, one
pleasure.
Of the things I like about me living life my way is, you know, I make my own rules.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And part of my rules is, you know, I like not to be going to an office every day.
Mm-hmm.
I get to meet some fantastic people like yourself.
Thank you.
And most importantly, I get to help people. I get to help people understand things about their business. I get to have questions. You know, I find answers for folks. Basically, I mean, I've been doing my own thing for close to 15 years.
Nice.
I was in corporate for a while before that, which was fun.
Yeah, I was going to say
all over the world. I mean, it sounds very fabulous, like I lived this terribly glamorous life, which I did, and I'm very grateful for having had that experience, but after doing it for quite that many years, you get tired.
Right.
And I used to tell people, I said, you know, I'd call my friends and they were like, "Oh, where are you? Las Vegas, Miami, or you know, London or Europe," and I'd say, you know what, when you get paid to party, the only thing you want to do is get paid to sleep.
Right. So let me ask a question here. So tell us a little bit, where were you born? Are you a native New Yorker? I always like to know.
I would love to say I am, and I would love to say that I'm, you know, Alex from the block, because my first place in New York was actually the Bronx, East 233rd Street.
Uh-huh. So where are you originally from?
I was born in Germany.
Oh, nice. Okay, mm-hmm. So Germany. You sprach auch die Deutsch? Is that right?
Ja, sehr gut.
Oh, I just made that up from my past.
That was good.
That's the only thing I remember. They wouldn't allow me to take German in class because in school.
Oh, so if you went to Oktoberfest, you wouldn't even be able to get a beer.
Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't allow me to take German in school. They wouldn't allow me to do a lot of things in school because they said I was a disruption. So I was not allowed to do...
Not you.
No, never. I was not allowed to do German, but I do remember Sprechen Sie Deutsch. And that's it. That's it, if I said it correctly.
You must have been disrupting everyone by talking all the time.
It was like laughing all the time.
You know, that's a sign of high intelligence. That's what we used to tell my teachers for when I interrupted my class.
It is. I would agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah,
so when did you? When did
she's
you?
Bored, and that's why she's being disruptive.
You're not wrong about that. So when did you actually come to America?
I was actually quite small. I started kindergarten at St. Mary's School, also in the Bronx, and I was there through second grade. And then I went, my father took a different position and moved us out to New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
So I started off in the city, very, you know, riding the subway. He used to work right by the Plaza Hotel. So I spent, you know, a lot of time in New York, and I love New York City. I mean, there's no place like it in the world.
Oh, there isn't. I love New York also.
But I'm pretty happy, you know, waking up and having some greenery and only being about a, you know, 35, 40-minute train ride. So I can, you know, I can go to the farm if I want, and, you know, I can head into the city if I want.
Awesome. So, you know, we've got like 2 minutes. We have to take a break, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I'm speaking to Alexandra Gephardt. Did I do that right?
That was pretty close. I missed you.
Bingo. I did it wrong. That's great. That means we're going to have a really good
Gephardt.
Show.
Gephardt.
Gephardt.
Actually,
right?
My married name is Niles, but I've been online for so many years doing this digital stuff that once you leave your thumbprint on the internet and Google, it's pretty hard to just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm married now, and expect all the people that have known you forever and done business with you forever to continue to connect.
Take it on, right?
So I cut a deal with my wonderful husband that for my work and my online presence, I allowed to keep my maiden name.
Well, I cut a deal with my ex-husband that he ain't getting him back. No, I was not going to be Johnson. I just wasn't going to be Johnson in America. It's just too many of them.
Well, his is so much nicer to spell and shorter, you know.
Right. You can fit it in the boxes. So
Yeah. Tell
me a little bit. So I call you, like, you're a master of a lot of different things, right? I mean, marketing, social media, all kinds of stuff. You actually geek out on this stuff. You absolutely love it. So tell us. Tell us what you love about Google Analytics and social media and all this good stuff.
Well, I mean, I think just in general, once I gave up my dream of becoming a riding instructor or possibly, you know, a makeup artist or something, you know, fabulous and fancy, and my father talked me into getting a real job, he was like, computers, kid, you gotta know computers. Well, we all love to say that our parents are wrong, but in this case, he was right. And I enjoy it. You know, I loved, and I really do truly, my biggest question in life was always like, why, how? And for me, when I sit in front of a computer screen, it's like Google opens the world to me.
Awesome.
Or Yahoo or any, I mean, it doesn't matter because I feel like an antique when I
right.
sit next to a computer.
Right.
And people always ask me, oh, well, you know, Alex, what do you do? Or, you know, if my grandma or my mom would have to describe, they would say, oh, well, she plays on the computer all day.
Right.
So I have one of those mysterious fancy jobs. Now they have all sorts of great titles for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I started doing this online, all of these social platforms were just growing up.
Right.
I was actually in Las Vegas at a convention when they launched YouTube.
Right. Oh, wow.
So if that doesn't make me sound terribly old, but it is. And you know what? I'm proud because I was part of it all this from the beginning.
Right.
And I've watched it grow, and I've watched it become really, really important. I mean, think about what's happened, Noreen. I mean, we don't use... You know, you don't use dial phones. There's no more phone booths. I mean, everything's, you know, who would have thunk 10 years ago that we'd be living a computer in our hand every day with our phones?
Well, you know, if you watch sci-fi, it was that on Star Trek. They had those little tricorder things.
The communicators.
Yeah, the communicators.
Here
and here we are today with a similar thing, which is the communicator.
Yeah. So that's actually really important and why I'm bringing up the mobile thing. So we're constantly, I mean, technology is constantly going through an evolution. It's just
mm-hmm.
such an accelerated evolution
mm-hmm.
that it's really hard to keep up. And again, for me, doing this job and choosing this career profession, it's brought me a lot. I mean, I had, you know, a great background with some wonderful, wonderful companies. And I really enjoyed the camaraderie of all the folks I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the flexibility of working from home, doing my own thing,
right.
Being my own boss, and most importantly, I get to meet fabulous people, help people, and I really can pick and choose. So one day I might be doing something with electronics, then the next day I might be selling or setting up products for sale on Amazon
right.
or, you know, HomeDepot.com. Another time I might be working with, you know, a life coach such
right.
as yourself.
Right.
So, and I love to learn. So I learn so much from my clients and we learn together. And
right.
that's what I really enjoy about doing what I do.
Right.
So when I think about Google and analytics and the internet, when I work with businesses, one of the biggest questions I ask is, you know, do you know where your sales are coming from?
Right.
And most people, they have a website, they think it's important, but it really is your house. I mean, you should take pride in your house and you should decorate it appropriately.
Right.
And you should
It's one of the things that you said to me that I fully remember is like when filling out those forms, you said, make it pretty because it
yes.
lives forever.
Yes. Every time your finger touches that keyboard, you are leaving an imprint. I mean,
right.
it's a zero, it's a one, and the internet never forgets.
Right.
I mean, Google, you know, anything you're transmitting, it's there forever.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, some people get hung up, oh, they're taking my soul, they're digging around in my privacy, and I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, you're willingly putting your finger on that keyboard, so
mm-hmm.
anything that you're sharing... you have to just kind of, I mean, that's part of the new, you know, when technology changes,
right.
we have to give up some things in order to get some things.
And the truth of the matter is, I believe that if whoever is searching for us or wants to find us, the government, Big Brother, right? They're going to find us anyway. They can find us without the computer.
Well, gee, they could fly a drone right over your house.
Exactly, right over my house. Oh, there she is picking her nose.
Well, there she is in the garden this
That's
week.
Right.
She's drinking that juice in the morning, losing weight. Look at Noreen. Hey.
Yeah, she looks like she's lost about 6 pounds, that one.
They'll do a flyby.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, in all seriousness, when a lot of companies I work with, they have a website, yet they have never looked at the data. And I'm a data
guilty.
Person.
Guilty. I am guilty.
Guilty.
That's why I... literally fell in love with you and Google Analytics because when you explained it to me, it blew my tiny little mind. You know?
Well, and it's really important because here it is, a record of everything you do. Now, Noreen, you work hard on your website.
Right.
And you put up so much content.
Right.
You have radio shows. You have blogs. You have these great offers about, hey, you know, give me, you know, call Noreen today. Give her a hello call. She'll even give you that for free.
Right.
But at the end of the day, until we looked at those Google Analytics,
I had no
clue. Didn't even know how people were finding you.
I had no idea. I thought people were just finding me through Google My Business, like Coach Brooklyn.
Well, they put in your name. You know, when somebody searches for something, they might put in life coach.
Right.
They might put in free consultation. They might put in your name. I mean, you don't know. And now in today's world, when we're dealing with these handheld communicators,
right,
also known as iPhones or Android,
right,
they're using voice.
Absolutely.
Voice search is really, you know, taken up, it's taken off by storm. So folks that are in my position, the thoughts that go around in my head is not only how can people find Noreen, but what if I was walking down the street and I would say, oh gosh, you know, I want to live life my way. And, you know, my phone should say beep, beep, and give me your website.
Right.
Simply because
that'd be awesome.
I said it.
That should be awesome. That'd be awesome. I'd love that. So,
well, I mean, you know, like they say, people are a beautician, not a magician. So.
Right. So question for you. So like, how often should people be checking their Google Analytics?
Well, first off, if this is I'll just give you like a little quick checklist. So the first thing you would want to do is make sure that it is installed on your website.
Right.
You don't know how many times I've gone to a website and come to the sad realization that Google was never set up properly.
Exactly. So it wasn't that mine was missing, it just wasn't set up properly.
Yeah. And Google is very finicky, very persnickety, and it can be a bit complicated, and you want it to connect to your Google My Business. You want it to connect to the right analytics. If you're going to do advertising, you want to set up a Google ad account. And don't forget that YouTube is also a Google property. So
right.
If you're going to be doing videos, you want all of those places to be connected right at the back end, one sign in, so that you can see all of this data and the data can talk and communicate. So that's the first thing.
Right.
The next thing is I would go into just the basic Google Analytics. You know, don't be afraid. It's generally when you get to the dashboard, things are already set up for you. Google did a pretty nice job providing you with some really basic information. So, and it could be eye-opening. So you might be feeling really popular, but you're sitting there saying, gosh, you know, my phone hasn't rang for days.
Right.
I'm not getting any business.
Right.
What's going on? And one of the ways you could check to see what's going on is by looking at your Google Analytics account.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you how many more visitors you had, how many people less. You can compare it month to month. You can compare it from one week to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn really fun things like bounce rate.
Right.
What the heck is that? Well, bounce rate is how fast people go to your site and leave again.
Right. Oh, is that what bounce rate is? I thought bounce rate was like they go to your site and you had a wrong email address and that's what had it bounce.
No. And actually, I'm looking at your charts right now and your bounce rate is going down. So when you see Google is pretty clear. If you see a red number, that's not good.
Right.
If you see a number highlighted in green, then you're doing something right.
Okay. And so you want to do more of the green
right.
as opposed to the red.
The lower the number, the better it is.
Right.
And what I'm seeing right now is a bounce rate that's declining. And then it also tells you something called session duration, which means how long are people viewing your website.
Right.
And that's good. In your case, they're sticking around for more than 2 minutes. And in the world, you know, in the world of Instagram and,
you know, look at my face, look at my face. Do you see my face?
Having somebody stare at your webpage for
two minutes, that's a long time.
In fact, it's 170% better than the week before.
Oh, Jesus. That's so great. I'm so happy. You know what I saw today?
Noreen loves these updates from me because I know it makes her, A, feel popular, and B, feel like she's accomplishing.
Exactly. It makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something as opposed to I'm just hanging out and I don't know what's going on.
You can do. So part of the setup process, if you have a website where you count on people to leave their name, you know, you don't want a person coming to your website, and if you're selling something, whether it be a service or a product, you at least want to be able to collect their name and email address. Google Analytics actually has the ability to track that, and it's called goals. So one of the other things that you want to make sure you do proper setup for is to set up the goals. So when you come in here, it can tell you exactly how many times somebody converted on your website. And what that means is somebody came, filled out their name, gave their email address, and if that was what you set up as one of your goals, then that would show up in Google Analytics as a conversion.
Right. Cool. So we need to do a break. We need to do a break. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. This is Noreen Sumter, and I'm talking to Alexandra Gephardt. Niles.
Niles. You're getting better and better, Noreen. I was sitting here on break, and I'm thinking, you know, you're tackling a pretty tough topic today, Noreen. And
right.
It's really hard to explain Google Analytics without any visuals. Like,
right.
That's quite brave.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I know that soon I'll have an opportunity to change all that.
Absolutely. So,
hopefully some of the listeners will come and, you know, see us banter back and forth live and in person.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, why don't we jump back and talk about some of the other things we can find out by looking at our Google Analytics accounts.
Lead the way, madame.
Okay. Well, the next thing we can look at is where did you get your visitors from?
Right.
How many times has a small business hired people, spent days working so hard on their social media, doing things like emails, trying to pay money for Google ads or Facebook ads, and then at the end of the day, you're still sitting there trying to say, well, you know, my phone hasn't rung yet.
Because I think most of us spend time trying to make a pretty picture.
What's working, what's not working. Google has a very nice thing called an acquisition report, which tells you exactly how many visitors get to your website and where they come from. So it'll break it out by, you know, Google organic, which means people just typed your name, Noreen Sumter, mm-hmm. and got to your web page. There's other categories, like if you do email marketing, mm-hmm. it'll say email. Facebook, it'll clearly say Facebook, how much traffic you got from all that hard work you put in there.
Right.
So that's definitely something to look for. The other thing is, you could literally spend a month's worth of shows talking about the basics of search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. That's the SEO, right? That's the SEO that everybody
has no idea talking about.
Right. And then very few of us have an idea of what that really is.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, but I'm going to reveal, because you have some of the best search queries, Noreen, I may have ever seen.
Does that mean they're crazy?
Oh, they are. They're good. You ready? I feel like, what was it, David Letterman? I feel like I'm going to do Noreen's top six ways that Noreen got to top six ways that people got to Noreen Sumter's website.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Number six, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf book?
Okay.
So someone went to Google and mm-hmm. typed in Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf book, mm-hmm. and they got to your website.
Right, because I wrote an article about who's afraid of something or another.
Well, okay, so that worked.
Okay.
The next one is Noreen Sumter. Okay, that one's obvious. Number four, Life Coach Brooklyn. Okay, well, hey, that's good, too, because right. we talked about walking around people and saying, hey, I need a life coach. Maybe they were in Brooklyn and mm-hmm. they found your website.
Mm-hmm.
Number three might be my favorite. Number three, someone typed in the word coochie coach. Coochie. COOCHIE, coach. And you were right there on the hit list, Noreen. They came right to your website.
Okay. Well, the coochie is very important.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to start Googling just so I show up in your reports. I'm going to make up crazy stuff. The number two one is Life Coach. Again, excellent. And this was just in the past week. So right. we're only looking at what happened from the 7th of November to the 12th.
Okay.
To today. The number one way people came to your website, though, is Noreen Sex.
Okay, well, it's good for something.
That was, I don't know, maybe they were, you know, hoping to get a date, Noreen. I don't know, but that's how they ended up
right.
finding you on the internet. We also had a similar experience last week on YouTube, right? Didn't mm-hmm. we find out it was... We were also talking about that it was something vagina that people were using.
But it was Chinese vagina.
Yes.
I don't even know what that was about.
So, all kidding aside, this really is a guide or a blueprint, because if these words don't match your business,
right.
or if these words don't have any type of connection with something that might convince a site visitor to purchase your services or businesses,
right.
then it's probably time to take a look at your blog articles,
right.
to go back to your homepage and, you know, revise some of the text you have there, and always make sure that you can you can improve.
Right.
You know, it's a process. So you'd asked me earlier how often people should do this. I would say at least once a week.
Wow.
You know, I would even do it Mondays and Fridays. You know, while you're sitting there having your coffee, bring up your analytics and don't be afraid to click around because you're not going to break anything.
Right. Yeah, that was the thing that I had a concern about. Oh, my God, I'm going to break it and it's going to dismantle my website and it's just going to be crazy, right? Because you, when you just don't know, you don't know. And,
yeah.
You know, it's...
No, I mean, these reports and honestly, if all you do is go to the main page, like if you have the code installed on your website
right.
and you go to analytics.google.com and you connect to your website account
right.
and you start looking and clicking, you know, mentally you start to ask yourself more and more questions. So if we know how people got there, meaning what words they
mm-hmm.
used, we can also say where do the people live?
Right.
So it'll tell you locations, the U.S. and India. And so number one is U.S. Number two for you is India this week. Number three is United Kingdom.
Hmm.
It'll even tell you, is your audience, you know, using a desktop? Is it using a mobile? Your audience this past week happened to be 75% desktop.
Mm-hmm.
But that could change. If I switch it, you know, and then play around, you can look at a particular day. You could look at a particular month.
Right.
Because things change over time. And sometimes, like if you did something spectacular in the summer that really drove traffic for a certain topic, well, now it's a different season.
Right.
So go back, compare. And these are all important things as we come into 2020. You don't know where you're going if you have no idea where you've been.
Right.
And that part of the planning, especially when the holidays come and it's a little slower for businesses, take a few minutes and really, you know, it's not going to hurt you. It's certainly going to help. You know, direct where you are. You
right.
can also find out who, so how old your audience is. Are
right.
they male? Are they female?
Right.
And you can play around with different types of content.
Right.
All of the platforms. So if you're doing something on Facebook, you can go and look at the analytics. I mean, I know our topic today was Google Analytics, but I'm going to encourage your all the listeners to take a look at any and every one of these platforms
right.
has data behind it.
And I just want to say that since you have introduced me to the world of Google, what I've actually been doing is taking on my other social media, which today I looked at my LinkedIn and there was one of the things that I posted on my LinkedIn, you know, my Norinisms or the question
mm-hmm.
of the week. That was trending. It said trending.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, I'm trending? Who does that? You know? So it really, I mean, just for the mere fact that you've like introduced me to this world of Google Analytics, I can actually see things happening. Now what I want to do is to turn it over into monetization. That's what I need.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and a lot of that, and, you know, we chat about this often,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, testing your messaging, testing which images are more popular. You know, you're still trying to attract people into the website.
Right.
But now we have to be a little bit more direct with the ask. You know, it's kind of like... I mean, social media, I always said from day one, it's like this giant cocktail party, right?
Right.
You can come and go as you please. You can, you know, hang out over here. You can find like-minded individuals over there. You know, and it changes. I mean, you don't, if you have a party every day for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, I mean, people get bored.
Right.
You don't want to see the same faces. You don't
right.
want to hear the same songs. You don't want to drink the same drinks or have the same appetizer.
Right.
So the constant churning of new things and leveraging your data and your analytics, thinking about the content. I mean, I'm in the content business. Okay, so I know how much effort and money people put toward trying to get this right. And there is no magic formula.
No, there isn't. Because I've heard that some companies put towards millions, thousands and millions of dollars. And they might send out information to hundreds of thousands of people. But the, what they get back, it was not as, I would think that they'd get back something that was like bountiful, amazing. Like you put out to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 400,000 people, you might only get back a few thousand, right? Here I am thinking that, oh, they should be getting back, if they put out 300,000, they should be getting back at least, you know, 200. No, it's less than that.
Oh, it's less than that.
Yeah.
I mean, the average campaign open rates on an email blast, if you have a list of, you know, 10,000 based on the industry or topic, I mean, you'd be lucky if you get 10, 12, 15% of that list even opening your email.
Right.
That's why, you know, you read, you know, if you do reading and research, they'll tell you that copy and content writing, you got to get the hook. It's kind of like back in the day when advertising agencies, you know, really ruled the world and everything was print and digital and signs, you had experts that did this for you.
Right. Well, we're I'm going to have to snip it right now and then we're going to have to come right back.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And we're with Alexandra Gebhardt.
We're back.
So I was going through some of the things that we're going to be talking about at Lunch Lady. Okay, so let's just bump into Lunch Lady. So Lunch Lady is my new baby, and it's just absolutely a wonderful opportunity. And who Lunch Lady is? Lunch Lady is a platform for women and manbassadors. And a manbassador is a man that loves to serve and take care of women and help them grow their businesses. And Lunch Lady is about education, networking, and creating opportunities that grow and develop yourself and your business. And what is the mission? To provide courageous space for you to access your internal blueprint and grow your life and business by connecting you with people who will be a demand for you to have money, grow your business, and discover what it takes to live your best life. Lunch Lady wants you on the court, not on the sidelines of your life, talking about your business and talking about what you need, what you want, and finding your magic, whether it's a number, to flip your business over into profitability. Creating and finding ideal clients and getting clear about the kind of business experience you want to have. So basically, Lunch Lady knows that you started a business. Most of us started a business because we want to get paid doing the things that we love. We know it's not easy. We know that crippling fear can stop us from taking action. And business has a language all of its own. And we want you to find your own language and create the courage to share it so you can have an impact on your business, your finances, and the world. So for many women, there is no plan B. So this is why you are coming to Lunch Lady, because you're going to help us to look at and see what do we see when we Google ourselves. I haven't Googled myself in a minute. So do you think it's important for us to Google ourselves?
Oh, yes. I used to spend a whole hour doing seminars on what happens when you Google yourself. And, you know, there's not always, you can't always control when you see something you don't like.
Right.
I'm very excited to be part of the Lunch Lady. I haven't done as many talks as I've liked to lately. I love getting out in front of folks because I learn when I speak to. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm excited because I actually get to show some of these things up on the screen. It's
Absolutely.
One thing when we talk about it, but it's another thing when you actually see the data come to life. And
mm-hmm.
I hope that anybody that joins us in our session, I want to show them how they can get the data of their business
mm-hmm.
And bring it to life, and how it can help them, and how it can help them make these decisions and be more confident about the decisions.
Right. So,
'cause you can trust your stomach. Like, some people have a good gut sense, and I like to think a lot of times I do, but I also always back it up with data. If
right.
I'm not positive, I know, you know, I've taught myself exactly where to go and look.
Right. And you do know where to go and look, I'm telling you.
Well, because I'm pretty convinced they built the internet just for me. Remember those books? Like, when I was a child, I think I was just learning to read.
Right.
And I would ask all these how, why questions. Mm-hmm. I think one holiday I got this big book, and it was like, why is the sky blue? And it was full of those questions.
Right. Right.
And answers.
So your parents knew how to shut you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, but unfortunately, they couldn't plug me into a computer. I probably would have... That probably would have, you know, made everybody's life a lot easier.
Well,
I had questions. This box gives me answers. It's perfect.
Right. So one of the good things is that Maisha, who has been on the show, she is message medium. She's going to be there as well. She's really excited to come.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I also invited a person who's in IT. She does IT security. She's excited to come. So all the people that are like in this industry and really want to know about what this, you know, I mean, they know about it, but they're putting their two cents in and they want to gather more information. They are coming to this as well. And why do you think that Google Analytics, not coming from me, but coming from you, that people should come to this? What are they going to get out of it? What do you want to give them?
Well, I want to, you know, either put on or take off their rose-tinted glasses and
Please.
Say, you know, look. Look and see, you know, look and learn.
Right.
What's working for you, what's not working for you, because life is too short. You know, the one thing that we can't buy, money can't buy love, but it can't buy time.
Time, exactly.
There's only 24 hours in a day, and if you're spending 18 of them trying to figure out how to get more traffic to your website,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not working... you know, hopefully this session will show you where you can look and, you know, learn about what's working, what's not working, what's good, what's bad, and then refine. So not work harder, but work smarter.
Right.
And hopefully get some results.
Awesome. Yeah, because I think, you know, just in engaging with you in the last month over this conversation has really transformed my mind, that I can now look at my efforts and think about what I'm putting down rather than, like, you know, I have a ton of content, right? Like you said, a ton of
yeah.
content, right? But it's just to sort of put it in a way that it's going to impact my business and have it become more lucrative.
Well, and sometimes people, so there's people, there's either feast or famine.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that feast with content, which is you.
Right.
And then there's people who are afraid to do any content.
Right.
You know, there is a middle ground. And in your case, when you're a content feast, you know, there's a lot of time involved in properly organizing
right.
and tagging it, because just because you put a whole bunch of stuff up on a website, you also have to teach Google how to see it
right.
and how to make it work for you.
Right.
So we're going to touch up. We're going to talk about Google Analytics. We're going to look at some other examples, like what's happening with YouTube. Maybe take a look at Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know what those analytics look like if we have time. And more importantly, you know, really to try to determine what is working, what is not working, and how to get the best out of the content. And
I just had a deja vu moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a big fat deja vu moment. What you just said, we're going to look at the Facebook, we're going to look at the, you know, all the content, we're going to look at, you know, these various different stuff. That was a big deja vu moment for me. And it came through a dream. I remember having this dream about talking about these things, analytics and tags and things. And I'm like, where the hell am I? I just saw it. I just saw it as plain as the nose on my face.
You need better dreams.
It's
girl.
You. No, but it's you at Lunch Lady before Lunch Lady was even created.
Wow. Well, what I don't want to see is, I mean, you put so much effort, but if that content isn't working for you,
mm-hmm.
so my, I mean, you, when I spoke with you, you literally challenged me. I'm first and foremost a content strategist
right.
because that's, you know, everybody says these buzzwords like content is king, content strategy. Well, it's the darn truth when the world moves a million miles an hour.
Right.
But if, you know, my challenge from you was how do you make that content work for you?
Right.
And, you know, we're just getting through. We're starting to organize. And we are seeing some results, like
yeah.
on YouTube. You didn't even know you had one video that had like 20-something thousand views.
No, I didn't. That was the killer. That was like, that got me really excited. And it was like, oh, snap, what did I do? Let's go. Let's roll. Let's make all of them get 20,000. So that was very, very exciting. It made me feel very happy that my work and my efforts is, you know, it's going to pay off. And
well,
it will
and
pay off.
As a producer, as a content producer, for this program and for your videos and ultimately for the business,
mm-hmm.
it's important for you to know that 20,000 view
right.
so that for 2020, next year, you can pick more guests and
right.
you can choose more topics that will get you those 20,000 views. And any business can do that.
Right.
You know, whether you're a restaurant, whether you're a bar, whether you're a, you know, any. And I mean, gosh, you know, New York, you can literally be anything and do anything.
That's right. But it's to get that information out there. So we've got two more minutes. Well, just under 2 minutes now before we complete. What would you like to, what's something you'd like to share with the listeners before we pop off?
Besides, I'd be really lonely and sad if nobody came to our Lunch Lady next
oh,
week.
Oh, no, they're coming, baby. They're
okay.
coming.
I really want to just go back to the, you know, live life your way
mm-hmm.
and really reassure people that, you know, when you have the right information behind you, you really can achieve anything.
Thank you. So on that note, I would like to thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, Wednesday, at Lunch Lady. Feed your brain and grow your business, November the 19th at 12 to 1:30. So this is me signing off. Thank you. And thank you. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Music.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.